Skeleton Keys, The Night of the Nobody. Skeleton Keys Book 4, written and read by Guy Bass. The shadow's teeth seemed to glow in the darkness. It was alive. It rose up and slid across the room, an almost human thing. Then it swept towards Nellie's cot and loomed over it.
Nobody!
The shadow said again, its voice a low, rasping whisper. A thick cloud of smoky blackness billowed out from the shadow's open mouth. Nellie stared up, her eyes wider than ever. Flynn had always wondered if, faced with perils unknown, he could be as brave as his alter ego, Sir Flynnian. But fear fixed him fast as the shadow reached for his sister. He tried to cry out, but even that would not come.
Help,
he thought. Then, the shadow suddenly lurched backwards. From out of nowhere, something, a creature, had landed on one edge of the cot. For a horrified moment, Flynn thought it was next door's dog, but the thing on the cot was no bigger than a cat. The shadow replied to the creature's barks with a loud hiss and gnashed its teeth. As he fumbled breathlessly in the dark, Flynn finally found the light switch. He slammed his palm against it. The shadow let out a grating shriek as stark light filled the room. It shrank swiftly away before seeming to pour itself out of the open window. And with that, it disappeared into the darkness. Flynn raced for the window and slammed it shut. He pressed his face against the glass to see if the shadow was still out there. After a moment, he spotted the boy over the road, still standing in his front garden, still staring up at the house.
Did he see the shadow?
Flynn thought.
What if it goes after him?
He was about to call out to the boy when he remembered his sister and the thing on the edge of her cot.
Nelly!
He blurted, spinning round. Nelly was gazing up at the creature, which stood protectively over her. Flynn recognized it immediately. He was looking at a figment of his own imagination.
Fur?
She looked the same as she had in his imagination. Small and four-legged, with grey fur, an otter-like head, and a tufted tail twice as long as her body. A thin pair of antennae protruded from Fur's head, and a pair of feathered wings grew from her back. Flynn blinked hard.
Fur? Is that... Right, what's all this? No!
Shrieked Gran, stepping into the bedroom. With a startled yelp, the creature jumped off the edge of the cot and raced under Flynn's legs. In a single, bounding leap, Fur soared over Gran's head and out of the doorway.